Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the nine-month 2012 IFRS Statements Conference Call of OJSC Kuzbasska Topliv Company. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Monday, the 26th of November, 2012. I would now like to hand the conference over to our first speaker today, Vasily Rumantsev. Please go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for connecting to the KTK presentation of consolidated IFRS financial statements for the third quarter and nine months 2012. My name is Vasily Rumantsev, and I am IRO in KTK. Firstly, I will make a brief introduction of our company and comment on financial and operational for the reporting period. After that, Eduard Alexeyenko, First Deputy CEO of KTK, will answer your questions during Q&A session. Let's start. KTK at a glance. KTK is one of the fastest-growing thermal coal producers in Russia, employing about 4,000 people. Since establishment in 2000, the company has launched three open pit mines, coal washing plant, and developed an extensive production and distribution infrastructure. Operational highlights. In the Q3 2012, the volume of coal production increased by 18% quarter-on-quarter and amounted to 2.24 million tons. For the nine months 2012, the volume of production increased by 2% to 6.33 million tons over the same period previous year. The quarterly average stripping ratio sharply decreased by 40% quarter-on-quarter to 6.16 and by 18% year-on-year. The volume of the blasted rock mass fell by 26% to 7.01 million cube meters quarter-on-quarter. The average stripping transportation distance increased by 5% quarter-on-quarter to 3.2 kilometers. Sales of coal. Due to the traditional growth in the trading activity in the domestic market of thermal coal observed in the third quarter of 2012, the company increased its sales compared to the second quarter 2012 by 19%, implementing the 2.42 million tons. The volume of coal sales for nine months 2012 decreased by 1% to 7.27 million tons. In the third quarter of 2012, the average selling price of coal increased by 2% quarter-on-quarter and reached 1,301 rubles per ton. Average price in Russia decreased by 3% and amounted 1,302 rubles per ton. This decrease was due to the seasonal change in the proportion of raw coal in the total sales. Average selling price of export coal net of railroad cost in the third quarter increased by 6% quarter-on-quarter to 1,333 rubles per ton. Financial highlights. Due to a seasonal increase in demand in domestic market in the third quarter 2012, revenue increased by 11% to 5,370 million rubles compared to 4,853 million rubles received in the second quarter 2012. Revenue for the nine months 2012 amounted 16,875 million rubles, which is 3% higher than the same period last year. Due to the growth in production, increase in average selling price and reduced operating cash costs per ton of coal, EBITDA in the third quarter 2012 increased by 249% comparing to the second quarter 2012, amounted 905 million rubles. EBITDA per one ton of coal increased by 196% from 136 ruble in the second quarter to 404 rubles in the third quarter. Key performance indicators, gross profit, operating income, EBITDA, net income for the nine months 2012 show a decrease compared to the same period of 2011. Due to the lower coal prices on the global market. It should be noted that with the reduction of CIF ARA 6000 index by 24% and FOB Indonesia 5800 index by 17%, decrease of the company's key performance indicators went in a smooth manner pace. This is made possible by the management's work to reduce the cost of transportation and coal mining. 9 months 2012 EBITDA decreased by 11% to 2,281 million rubles. In the third quarter of 2012, net income amounted 608 million rubles after 391 million rubles loss recorded in the second quarter 2012. For 9 months 2012, company received 1,113 million rubles net income, which is 10% lower than the same period of 2011. Net debt as of September 2012 amounted 4,786 million rubles. As compared to June 2012, it decreased by 7%. As compared to September 2011, increased by 111%. Production cash costs. In the third quarter of 2012, the cost of sales decreased by 3% quarter-on-quarter and reached 4,335 million rubles. For the 9 months 2012, cost of sales increased by 6% year-on-year, amounted 14,144 million rubles. Costs for extraction, processing, and sorting of coal declined in the third quarter 2012 by 67% to 192 million. This is due to the radical stripping ratio decrease by 40% from 10.21 in the second quarter to 6.16 in the third quarter, and the implementation of the decision to refuse the services of stripping works contractors, adopted as a package of measures to optimize costs at the end of the first half 2012. The entire mining equipment of the company continued to work for the summer diesel fuel that along with the summer fuel consumption norms and a reduced amount of stripping works resulted in a decline in fuel costs amounted 8% lower and amounted 64 million dollars in the third quarter 2012. Prospects for the fourth quarter 2012. In accordance with the production plan, the coal production in the fourth quarter will grow by 8% to 2.41 million tons. Please note that there was a mistake in our morning press release. The correct volume of production for the fourth quarter is 2.41 million tons. According to estimates of management, stripping ratio in the fourth quarter will continue this line. In December 2012, adjusted investment program for 2013 will be presented. Thanks for your attention, and now Eduard Alexeyenko will answer your questions during Q&A session, and I will translate. Please ask your questions in English.
Thank you very much. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Anton Rumantsev. Please ask your question.
Hello, Eduard. Vasily, congratulations with great results. I just have some questions on your operational side. The first one, actually, what cash costs do you expect to see in the fourth quarter and actually what are your expectations? Maybe you already have them for the cost, cash cost dynamics in 2013. And the second question is actually what stripping ratio are you expecting in the fourth quarter, and maybe if you have also a projection for 2013, we will be also thankful if you could just make some guidance on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your questions. Please hold on.
Добрый день. Что основным драйвером затрат на производство являются кэш-косты. Соответственно, на четвертый квартал 2012 года коэффициент с крыши составит
5,8. Key drivers for other cash cost the stripping ratio for the fourth quarter will be 5.8.
Что соответствует кэш-костам $17.
Which is 17 US dollar per ton.
Что касается годовых cash costs, соответственно, будет $22.
Speaking about annual cash costs, it will be $22.
Если говорить о прогнозах 2013 года,
speaking of 2013 forecasts,
то, соответственно, у нас немножко меняется система учета добычи, соответственно, коэффициента с крыши.
We have a small changes in stripping ratio calculation.
В следующем году у нас появляются два понятия. Это добыча и, соответственно, там продукция.
For the next year we'll have two different things. It's production level and saleable output.
Что касается коэффициентов с крыши, рассчитываемого на основании добычи, то он составит 6,3.
Speaking of production stripping ratio, it will be 6.3. Next question, please.
As a reminder, it's star 1 for a question. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andrei Labazov. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello, Eduard. Hello, Vasily. I have one small question about prices for the next year. As I remember, KTK signs most of long-term contracts in November, December each year. So maybe you can share with us your expectations for 2013, how you see the price as compared to 2012 levels. Thank you.
Да, вы правильно говорите, что мы на сегодняшний день находимся как раз на этапе заключения контракта.
You're right that we are at the moment on the stage of 15.
Но они на сегодняшний день пока не подписаны. Исходя из этого, могу сказать только, назвать те индексы, которые на сегодняшний день существуют, вы их наверняка знаете.
But for now, those contracts are not signed, and I can only give you some ideas about indexes, which you surely know.
Это CIFARA $91.
It's CIFARA $6,091.
Китайский индекс это порядка $75.
Chinese index is about $75.
И Япония порядка $85.
And Japanese index about $85.
Как вы знаете, мы в декабре планируем ввод нашей новой обогатительной фабрики.
As you know, we are planning to launch our new washing plant Cascade 2 in December.
Что, соответственно, увеличит нашу качественную ресурсную базу угля.
Which will increase the volume of high quality coal.
И позволит реализовывать уголь с обогатительной фабрики на более премиальных рынках. Это рынок Японии и Южной Кореи.
And we will be able to sell our coal on the premium markets of Japan, South Korea.
Что, соответственно, позволит нам получить определенную премию к углю, к к углю, который, допустим, мы на сегодняшний день продаем на базе 5500.
Which will allow us to get some extra premium for the coal, which we are today selling on the 5500 kilocalories basis. Next question, please.
You've got another question from Anton Romantsev. Please ask your question.
Yeah, it's me again, gentlemen. My second question is, maybe you already have some preliminary plans of sales volumes in 2013. If you could make some guidance on the actually what these volumes will be and what the breakdown will be between the export sales and sales on the domestic market. And one more question about your second washing plant, which you plan to launch very soon. Actually, what volume of saleable products do you plan to receive from this plant next year? And if you have some preliminary cash cost estimation of the washing coal at the plant, we will be also thankful to get this estimation. Thank you.
Я уже назвал коэффициент с крыши на следующий год.
I already mentioned the stripping ratio for the next year.
Исходя из этого коэффициента с крыши, добыча составит 10,1 миллион тонн угля.
Based on that, the production will amount 10.1 million tons of coal.
Что, соответственно, позволит нам получить 8,7 миллионов тонн товарной продукции.
Which will allow us to get 8.7 million tons of saleable output.
Если говорить об обогащении, то...
Speaking about washing.
Вторая обогатительная фабрика, планируется переработка на ней 4 миллиона тонн.
We plan that the volume of coal processing in Cascade 2 enrichment plant will be 4 million tons.
Соответственно, товарной продукции мы планируем получить с нее 3 миллиона.
So the saleable output will be about 3 million tons.
Что касается кэш-костов, либо затрат на...
Speaking about cash costs.
На обогащение.
On coal washing.
То затраты, кэш-косты на обогащение составят $3 на тонну.
Coal washing cash costs will be about $3 per ton.
Great, thank you. And maybe you have some estimations of how, what volume, amount of coal you will sell on the domestic market next year.
I забыл, да, про структуру продаж. Мы планируем, так как доля высококалорийного угля в структуре продаж возрастает после обогащения.
Speaking about a structure of our sales. I already mentioned that the coal with high caloric value, we have more of that coal in our structure of sales.
Мы планируем сохранить структуру продаж аналогично 2012 году.
We plan to keep the structure of sales the same, quite the same as in 2012.
Это порядка 6 миллионов тонн.
It's about 6 million tons.
На экспорт.
For export.
И 4,5 миллиона тонн на внутренний рынок.
And 4.5 million tons for domestic market.
Где, в свою очередь, мы осуществляем действия по расширению данного рынка.
Where we are developing our retail network and...
где на сегодняшний день можно получить доходность даже выше экспорта.
And we're able to get the higher prices that than we have on the export markets.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question, please.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, it's star one on your telephone. Once again, it's star one if you wish to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
If there's no more questions, thanks everyone for attending our conference call. If you have some other questions, you can always call or email me, and I will be happy to provide you with necessary information. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.